Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Evadne Lapdad. Of course, I am the author of many well-known books, such as Thought Patterns of the Amoeba and Their Persistence in the Republican Party Today. I trust you have all read my book. Good. We are going to take up this afternoon an analysis of modern poetry as seen through the eyes of Dr. Jung, the big cheese of Switzerland. As you all know, Dr. Jung has formulated a theory known as race memory, which unfortunately is not a handy system for handicapping the horse races, but it does handicap anyone who tries to understand it. But truly great poetry must be analyzed thusly. The poem we have tonight is so indelibly engraved upon our memory, so undeniably etched upon the subconscious, that I need... Oh, yes, here it is. Mary had a little lamb. Yes, a line going far back into the roots of Christian tradition. For, as Jung puts it, the lamb is the symbol of Easter, and Easter is only a primitive fertility rite dressed up for the Johnson office. But this is a scholarly audience, and truly great poetry must be analyzed word by word. And our first word is Mary, the very symbol of womanhood, and going back to a time when all the world was ruled by a matriarchal society. Very logical in some respects, I might say. Of course, these women held secret primitive rites forbidden on pain of death to men. They tore them to bits. However, the lamb in this sentence is always thought of as being male. Therefore, his appearance in this line is organic, one might say. However, let us analyze the next word, which is little. We all know that the mind tends to censor those things which it cannot face, and one of its tricks is inversion. Therefore, for little, read big. For lamb, read sheep. And Mary, of course, becomes John. Therefore, John had a big sheep, is the true significance of this line. However, let us not overlook the utterly poetic monosyllable had. H-A-D, had. Now, what image enters your mind? Yes. Had in the biblical sense means to make it. You dig. Good, we all dig. Therefore, John possessed, or made, a big sheep, which takes us right back to the fertility rites again, animal husbandry and all that. Well, don't think that you've caught Dr. Lapdad napping. Not for a moment. I haven't forgotten the small word A. The smallest word in the sentence may also be the most complex. My time is fleeting, therefore I must rush through this part. Invert A and you get many. John had many big sheep. Oh, those primitive men. Well, however, in sound, A signifies yes, or assent. And yes, in French, is oui. And I need not point out the similarity between sheepherders and French, need I? I thought not. However, invert the sound oui, and you get you, E-W-E, establishing beyond all possible doubt the sex of those big sheep. Not that I doubt it. Primitive men were men. Although one wonders who did the really splendid interior decoration in the Spanish caves. However, as our immortal bard so fittingly put it in Romeo and Juliet, the bawdy hand of time is upon the prick of the hour, and I must be scampering on. We've gotten far enough into Mary. Next week we'll get into Little Bo Peep.